Do you ever feel like you're in a foxhole? That's the only way I can describe how I feel sometimes. Down in a pit, trapped, unable to get out and really see beyond what I need to see with the enemy bearing down. I've never actually been in a foxhole, but I've seen old war movies where soldiers are down in one, and it's basically a long, deep ditch dug in the ground, some with elaborate tunnels and fortifications. They were used in land warfare so troops could be protected and somewhat sheltered while they maintained or tried to hold the front line. It was called trench warfare, and life in the trenches was not pretty. There was rampant sickness and disease and mass casualties. I can imagine that being down in a foxhole, you can only fight what is right in front of you. You try to see over the ridge of it, but then you get attacked, so back down you go into the muck and mud, simply trying to survive. There are days I feel that way. I'm trying to get ahead or see above the ridge of today, but I can only see the struggle right in front of me. It's like trying to get out of quicksand. The more you try to escape, the deeper down you go. What's the truth we can know when we're in the trenches and the battle seems lost? I look at the story of Gideon. God's people, the Israelites, were suffering at the hands of the Midianites. They had been forced to flee to caves and dens in the mountains, and they were under ongoing attack and oppression for 7 years. They were living in the trenches. The people cried out to God, and God calls Gideon to save Israel from the hand of Midian. Gideon knows this is no easy task, and God reassures him that he is not alone. Judges 6:14. The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" "Pardon me, my lord," Gideon replied, "but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive." In Gideon's doubt and questioning, I love how the Lord says, "Am I not sending you?" Hello? Gideon still doubts and questions because he can't see above the ridge how this will work. The Lord reminds him, "I will be with you." We see in the story how God walks Gideon through the process of shrinking his army to prepare for this battle. 32,000 soldiers are reduced to 300 men, and following God's leading, they defeat the Midianites in the middle of the night with only trumpets, empty pitchers, and torches. No swords, all God. It's an amazing story that reminds me I am never alone. God's way is always better than mine, and God is with me, even in the trenches of life. Where I am weak, He is strong. When I'm down in the foxhole and I can't see what I'm really up against, or get that 30,000-foot view that I so desperately desire so I can figure things out, God reminds me, like He reminded Gideon, "Have faith in me, not yourself. I am with you." That's the truth. Have some foxhole faith today. You may not see what's over the ridge or how things will turn out, but know God is with you and trust His leading through the battle. I'm Lori Klein.